This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm excited as a Monday can be exciting for those of you listening live. We get to return to an old friend. Kind of brings back warm, happy memories of the body politic before the era of, I don't know what era it was back then, but now it's an era of, my gosh, you disagree with me, you must die. I mean, the rhetoric has gotten that bad. But there was a time where we enjoyed the excitement, the hope for the future in terms of liberty, right? There are still people speaking out for freedom, right? And you know, I think it's interesting too, because in the era of the Trump administration, the idea that we needed to reduce the deficit has kind of gone away. It's like very few people care about what the Federal Reserve is doing and how much money it's printing so that you can just perpetually indebt or enslave your children and grandchildren to a debt that shouldn't be yours. And there was a time that we talked about that stuff. And I think that was responsible. It's now gone, and we're in an era of either euphoria or abject, I don't know what the word would be, terror, fear. Terror is the wrong word, because terror is now not a word that has a definition, except that you get to say it if you don't like something that's happening. So fear plays itself out. Now, fear has always played itself out in the body politic. And it's played itself out in the body too. The body meaning the physical body. The threats to your physical body. Now, the threats to your physical body, we talk about here being primarily toxins and deficiencies. Now, this doesn't ignore emotional aspects. It just for the sake of, let's take it down to a physical level. So we would acknowledge that toxic poisons are not good for us. In fact, most people with rational brains still functioning would say, toxic poisons, good health, don't go so well together. But when we look at the environment and environmental degradation, we're going to get into something later tonight. I'm kind of teasing for advanced medicine. Evidence that like 15% of the world are in serious trouble. Just one aspect of a disease that's diagnosed. And I just want to say, my gosh, if Al Gore had talked about that 20 years ago, whatever, it would have been hard to discredit him. But what he elected to do was talk about the weather. Well, talk about the weather. That's it. That's going to get everybody on my side. Not going to divide the world. And of course, keep them from talking about what really matters when it comes to health and healing. Now, let me go to where's he going, Robert? Where are you going? I know, Super Don saying, where are you going? I got something for you. You're not even going there. Well, it's about your body and the fear surrounding it. Instead of being afraid of toxic poisons, much of modern medicine and the media and the medical mafia and the big pharma have taught you to fear germs. Yeah, don't worry about the toxins. It's the germs that are going to get you. Viruses, bacteria, fungal species. And because of that, you're going to be willing to accept chemotherapy when we snap our fingers. Oh, you need chemo. You're going to die. You need chemo. What do you mean chemo? Well, antibiotics. I didn't mean chemo. Antibiotics. Same thing. And you're frightened into it. Now, let's take a step back and go, wait a second. Okay, you're frightened now. We got you. You're scared of viruses. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to convince you to inject your children, maybe even yourself, with toxic poisons, heavy metals, aborted fetal cells, animal DNA, animal RNA, unknown debris. Now we find fragments of heavy metals, just nanoparticles of metals in there. And we're going to tell you, since you're afraid of the germs, we're going to tell you this is the stuff that's going to protect you from the germs that are going to kill you. Even though they're not, unless you are so weakened, immunologically deficient, that you can't defend yourself. But that's not something we concern ourselves with. We're medical doctors. We don't support your immune system. We trick it. That's right. We're going to trick it by injecting toxic poisons. Those are known as vaccines. So they played one over on you. They played one over on all of us probably at some point in our life, unless you were born into my family now as kids, you know better, or your family if you're a long-time listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know that the germ theory is bogus. It's bunk. It's a fear-based paradigm not for living but for decaying, disease, and dying. It is. That's what the germ theory is. It's a fear-based paradigm of walk through life afraid of your own shadow because there might be bugs lurking in your shadow. Whereas the law of the terrain, Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, the people that are never discussed, never investigated, never researched or learned about, you don't teach about them in medical school. They don't teach about them in college and high school and grade school. You got to go to Europe. Maybe they're going to mention them a little bit. The law of the terrain. So then they come out, well, since we don't teach that, and it isn't the germ theory that is the real way that you get disease, we're going to say vaccines not only should be universally accepted, they should be mandated. Now, way back when in the body politic, very few, if any, politicians would ever speak out about vaccine mandates, except in a, well, yeah, everybody should get vaccinated. If we have to mandate it, meh. Very few people would talk about the freedom to say no to vaccines. More now are, but it's a lot of years later. We got a guy we used to feature here and miss him being on, but here's the guy I'm holding up the bumper sticker that I found the other day. Ron Paul, he's a physician, OBGYN physician, and he came on the show. We talked about vaccine mandates years ago. We talked about mandated mental health screening and where it would lead to mandated drugging of children. And he's still at it. He hasn't stopped. In fact, Super Don, you got an audio clip. This is from like his show. He does the Ron Paul Liberty Report. Did he talk about this recently?
He did. It was just recently, and I guess it ruffled a few feathers. Because
did it? Are people upset? Because some of the libertarians even get upset because they're like, yeah, I believe in liberty, but when it comes to saying no to vaccines, forget it.
Right? Yeah. No liberty there. We don't.
Right. No, I would get hatred from the libertarians that way. They were, you know, like when I would speak at certain liberty events, they'd be like, why'd they include him? Like I was at the 10th Amendment Center. There'd be libertarians going, why a homeopath? That stuff's crazy, right? You can't. The vaccines are just, they're sacrosanct. So there are people in the libertarian wing of whatever belief system they have that seriously worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. So let's hear from Ron Paul on this issue of vaccine mandates, because he's as solid as ever on it. And get excited. You know, why isn't he running for president anymore? Come on, Ron.
Compulsory vaccinations. That's a big issue. And, you know, a lot of supporters we have are very attuned to this. And I remember in the campaign, this was a big issue, you know, about being forced to it. And the issue is both medical and government force. Do we need all these vaccinations for our kids? Are they dangerous? Do they cause problems? And the other thing was, who makes these decisions? Is it the government that makes these decisions? Or is this an issue of liberty? And most people thought it was an issue of liberty. Sort of reminds me of what came up in the campaigns when we talked about the right for people to drink raw milk.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Oh, well, it's for your safety and we have to take care of you and tell you what you put in your body and this sort of thing. At the same time, it was the government that was going to tell you can't do this. But, you know, for us who believe in liberty, it's not difficult. You know, what you put in your body is your business. You know, whether it's a dangerous substance or not a dangerous substance. And it's simply that easy.
Well, why is it that it's not easy for liberals? Liberals that worship at the pharmaceutical state, and they've sacrificed your children because for the good of the whole, of course, your child could fall in the hole and never get back out because they don't believe in individual liberty. That is why liberals have gone bonkers crazy. Now, God, classical liberalism, that's different. But in a modern day incarnation, the liberal leftist party, if there is a party that is not fun to party with. They become angry, vitriolic, and completely sacrifice what they say is your right to choose. All your right to choose, except when it comes to the right to choose not to vaccinate for your child. Cognitive dissonance runs deep with them, Super Don. So deep. But Ron Paul's speaking it right. On the basis of liberty alone, even if they worked, you would have the right and do have the right to say no to being poisoned by minions from the medical state.
I miss common sense. I really do. You know, just hearing his voice, it's just like, oh, Ron Paul, where have you been? Mm-hmm. That was the coolest period of time. I mean, I don't think I will ever. I mean, I guess I should say ever, because who knows? Somebody may come along. But, that's going to be some big shoes to fill if anybody does. You know, that was. I got to tell you, I've turned into a get-off-my-lawn guy ever since then. That was like the pivotal point for me.
That was it, yeah.
It's like, damn it, screw it all.
By the way, you found the Ron Paul anthem Amy Allen?
Yeah, Amy Allen was the singer of that song. Anybody who followed Ron Paul and was a part of that, you'll recognize this.
Yeah, we're going to play it on the break. On the bottom of the hour break, we'll play it because we'll have time to do it. And we won't get banned for that, I don't believe, by YouTube.
Which means if you're not watching YouTube, you're missing out, man.
Yeah, go check it out, robertscottbell.com. By the way, the World Health Organization is going to save us from lax vaccine safety policies. Wait a second. It's their own lax vaccine safety policies leading to more deaths, children's deaths around the world. Folks, the WHO and Big Pharma are connected. This is the kind of relationship like the CDC and Big Pharma, like the FDA and Big Pharma. You don't think the pharmaceutical industrial complex, multi-billion, maybe it's trillions now, doesn't own and control the non-governmental organizations as well as the governmental ones? You've probably been vaccinated out of your mind. You don't know this? Really? Stand for something, and I would say liberty would be the thing to stand for. You're like, well, if you stand for liberty, then you're for diseased kids. Really? Really? Parents want to make better choices for their children, not to poison them, and you're saying that you're for kids because you want to poison them, intoxicate them, inject them? Do you know what's in a vaccine? Oh, Robert, you can't bring that up. You start talking about what's in a vaccine, we might have to call you names. Because we, Lord knows, we don't want to discuss what's in a vaccine, because then more people will wake up and more billboards in Australia might appear. Do you know what's in a vaccine? And then, of course, they'll yell at you with an Aussie accent so you'll think it's cute. Yeah, send over a kookaburra, because you're about as kookaburra as you could be if you're for vaccine mandates. Because then you're anti-freedom. And we don't put up with that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. We got more Pauls in the house. Rand Paul talking about advancements in health care freedom. Is there a stage or a step in the right direction? We'll talk about it next. Go to RobertScottBell.com in the meantime.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nanocurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nanocurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nanocurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's see what we got going on. More from Ron Paul? No, this time we're going to get something from Rand Paul. And, you know, Rand is Ron's son. He grew up in quite an environment. Can you imagine having the constitutional foundation through your whole life by having Ron Paul as your dad? And so, when we watch Rand Paul in action, like whether he filibusters or does things, he actually has a basis for what he's doing. You might disagree with him, but he has a basis for it, and he can logically argue this is where it comes from. He doesn't say what we will about Ted Cruz, but the thing that annoyed me when he read Green Eggs and Ham, you know, when he was filibustering, it's like Rand Paul didn't have to resort to Green Eggs and Ham. So that just showed me a level or a layer of constitutional and historical knowledge that Cruz is okay on some stuff, but he doesn't go as deep, you know? Hey, Super, I don't know if you get mad at me for saying that, but I thought we played it, it was cute, it was funny, but it was gimmicky, too.
Why would I be upset with you about that?
I thought you were like a Cruz head or something.
Oh, I love Ted Cruz. Yes. I have my Ted Cruz cardboard cutout that stands next to my bed.
What was the one where...
Because I feel safe.
Was it the Separated at Birth Cruz and Eddie Munster? You remember that? Was there a visual on that?
It was not Eddie Munster. He kind of looks like, what was it, Grandpa?
Oh, Grandpa. From the Munsters. All right, right.
Yeah, no, I Ted Cruz is a douche. I've never really liked him. I didn't like the whole, I have been chosen by God and anointed by Jesus Christ to be president of the United States. Shut up.
Okay. Did he actually say
you remember that?
That? I don't remember.
No, you know, because he's big in the church scene.
Yeah.
And his father, I guess, is like a preacher guy or something,
yeah.
I think.
So his father said that. You can't criticize him for his father saying that.
Yeah, no.
All right, but listen, his father was not a constitutionalist. That's the point. That was the point. His father was not a constitutionalist like Rand Paul's father.
Sorry, trying not to go on a tangent here. Okay.
That's all right. So here we go. A win for health care. Look, the Republicans are a little bit douchey on the subject of what? Obamacare. They couldn't repeal it. So they did the next best thing. Trump started changing the rules about it, and it kind of reduced the fine or eliminated the fine for not participating. So, that's good. But still, for anybody who thought they had to participate in it, they are subject to the jurisdiction of a bunch of criminals that would mandate their participation, just like vaccine mandates, mandating their participation with the third leading cause of death. How's that working for you? Well, Rand says they've been working with the Trump administration, Senator Paul, and they've opened up through the Department of Labor that it had finalized a rule that will make it easier for people to purchase insurance by forming group associations that can have a membership which spans across state lines. Right? Imagine that you can get into a group and decide as a group together, you know, individuals coming into agreement to say, you know what, we want this, we want that, we don't want that. Right? So you say, we don't want pregnancy coverage. We don't want coverage for, you know, X, Y, and Z. And you get to decide, and wow, you can negotiate for a coverage plan that's far more affordable than those that are what they used to call the Cadillac plan. Well, they throw everything in there. Do you want it? Man, I don't. And I've talked to, like, our friends up north in Canada about this. It's like, you love your socialized Canadian. Oh, yeah, we love it. How much do you use of it? Does it cover homeopathy, naturopathy? Oh, no, it doesn't cover any of that. So do you use any of the stuff that the insurance? Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. But you're happy about it. There's a cognitive dissonance about insurance as well. And this idea that by giving into a pool that mandates coverage for things that you don't believe in, nor do you plan to ever use. But then someone will say, well, what if you get sick and you didn't plan on it? Well, okay, then you're screwed. Or you find another way. And this is part of that other way. Health shares. Also, doctors that are willing to say, you know what? You don't have to have insurance. You have to be on Obamacare. Just pay me, you know, X number of bucks a month. You can have unlimited visits, and these are the costs that you're going to pay. Up front, you're like, whoa, I can afford that. People go, I can do that, right? Or in my mom's case at 83. Are you 83 or 84 now? I can't remember. Once you're 80, I don't know. Once you're 50, who cares, right? But Medicare Part D, you have to have it because you're X years old. She's like, I don't use prescription drugs. I don't want... No, you have to have it. Again, mandates. There's a theme here. Government is force. Government is violence. Government is not honoring you as an individual, but collectivizing you into a group. Now, if you want to agree to get into a group of your own choosing and come up with your own plan like they're now allowing to some degree, maybe more and more as we go, I'm all for it. That's freedom, freedom of association. And you get to join your own healthcare association. They already had the Christian ministry type health shares. Very affordable for people and covers the things that they really need, not the things that they don't. Now, if insurance were really insurance, it would be about catastrophic, unexpected catastrophe. Catastrophe. That's what insurance was for. Not all the other stuff, the chronic diseases that you can prevent by living a different lifestyle. I know. The people that believe in the germ theory are going to play the victim card right now. You can do that on the commercial break when we're not listening to you.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized, my diabetes normalized, my sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Advanced Medicine Tonight with Dr. Rashid Bittar. We are live on GCN, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. GCNlive.com and, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio on a bit of a tape delay, and what else? YouTube. And now some of our videos are starting to appear on Real.com. dot
Video. Is that what it's called? Real.video? Super Don? I just can't remember that.
They're still in beta right now, but you can go over there and you can check it out, and we're starting to load some stuff up there.
Did you just like select images to use as the stop? You know, when you see the images, they're different, right? Because
the
static image or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
What happens is when you first go up to the video, before you press play, you're going to see an image, but when you press play, mm-hmm. it's from the live simulcast. It's clipped cool. from the live simulcast.
Excellent. So start sharing those videos around, folks, the links to them, and then we'll start growing, you know, the alternative or new media, and make sure that there's a media that will not be censored, right, for this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. So thank y'all for being here. Really appreciate it. We've got lots to do, and there's a lot of cool stuff in the show notes today, robertscottbell.com. And I hope you check it out. Share the stories and comment on them, and bring some insight that the mainstream media and much of even talk radio doesn't get it this way. They don't get it this way. But that's why we are here with you. So thanks for being here once again. Now, whatever happened to Zika? Right? Ron Paul's still here, but Zika isn't. What's going on? Ron Paul outlasted Zika. That is awesome. Listen, Zika, freaka. It was a scam from the beginning, and the fact that no one really talks about it anymore is partly indicative of the fact that it doesn't do anything, really. Really, it doesn't. But we have a couple of reports on Zika, so we might as well revisit it just in case they try to bring out the fear card again, because that's what they know how to play. The virus hunters, the virologists and vaccinologists. Last week, they now report that they have the most detailed structure of Zika to date. They really know what it looks like. And they have this spinning globe. I don't know what the flat virus earthers are going to say about this, but it's a spinning globe virus with a little blue stars, little red throwing stars, little yellow splotches. With
kind of looks like a green. Looks like a blue starfish.
Yeah, like green flecky things in there. I don't know if somebody flung their boogers on this thing, and they're like, oh, no, Zika's in here. Right? I'm like, looking at this, I'm like, is this really what it looks like? I just have my doubts. Just as the flat earthers have doubts that we are a circular sphere in floating in space. I think maybe it's a little different than that, though. But they know what Zika looks like now. Well, whoop-de-frickin-do, right? They said that we were all going to die unless they start putting $1 billion into investigating a vaccine, because everybody's going to die of Zika, or your kids are all going to have shrunken heads, right?
Well, and if I remember correctly, I mean, I'll have to verify this, but mm-hmm. I think they wanted like $2 billion or $2.5 billion, and when they only approved like $1.2 billion, they were like, oh no, that's not going to work, it's not going to save the day.
The Republicans wouldn't, when Obama was president, Republicans are harsh, they want you to have shrunken heads, they won't release more money. I'm like, it's just crazy. That's why I say, you people on the political left have lost your medical minds. You believe everything the medical mafia media tells you. Zika, where did it go? Everybody was going to die. Now it's like you don't hear about it at all. Let's see. They said 65 cases of local Zika transmission reported in 2018 through early July. And what, in Puerto Rico? Well, heck, Puerto Rico has got problems since all the hurricanes hit last year. I mean, there's infrastructure issues. There's some stuff that's going to bring on and manifest viral diseases from within, but they are not the cause. They are the result of everything that preceded them. Again, germ theory, law of the terrain. Got to learn the difference between the two, or else you're going to get Zika'd again, preyed upon again. And I don't want that to happen to you. Now, Zika, why did it disappear? They are blaming now herd immunity. They are. But where was the vaccine? Where was the Zika vaccine? How is it possible? Are they, Super Don, acknowledging that herd immunity can be found only in places where people actually got infected? And now are so-called immune?
Well, I have to admit, this is, I believe, the first time I've ever seen in a mainstream news publication where they mm-hmm. have talked about how herd immunity can be acquired through natural immunity.
Natural
I thought that was rather odd.
They don't like to acknowledge that. I mean, in fact, that's the only way it's ever been seen. This so-called herd immunity, which is not right anyway, because anybody within the herd, the individual within the herd that is weakened to the point of no functioning immune system, can get sick and die of anything. Again, collectivism. Much of immunology, unfortunately, even though they would identify specific things in specific individuals, then collectivizes it into a point where they also, their brains spill out of their heads. Zika may behave like chickenpox. Once you have it, you won't get it again. Right? This is the thing, though. When they talk about herd immunity and Zika, I think we got to remember that they identified the Zika virus back, I don't remember, it was like 1934. It was in the 1930s, I believe. So it's been around a long time. And again, that's just when it was identified. It's probably been around for time immemorial. So for them to say, my gosh, this herd immunity just suddenly happened. It's like, where was Zika all those other decades since it was discovered? Well, could it be that it never really did anything? And that it was only when the larvicide was being dumped in the waters of Brazil in that community that has a known nasty effect on children yet to be born of microcephaly? That suddenly the Zika became, my gosh, that's what it was. We can't acknowledge that a large multinational chemical conglomerate spilled and poisoned the water hole causing birth defects. We can't do that because what would our government agencies do if we don't get the cushy jobs once we leave them? Right? The regulators. It happens everywhere, folks. They pay them off. They buy your government. This is why, to my friends on the left, once again, large centralized bureaucracies to protect the environment, to protect your health, they don't work. Because the people that pollute the environment and pollute your health end up buying influence and basically controlling the agencies designed to protect the people and the environment. Yes, that's how it goes. Even RFK Jr. acknowledged that Ron Paul is right about this. Defend private property, and you have a better opportunity to protect the environment and the people who live in it, on it, around it, etc. Zika not believed to be life-threatening to adults or children. Really? I thought it was going to kill everybody. Remember, folks, there were no symptoms to Zika, pretty much. A sniffle, maybe? Until they spilled toxic poisons into the water, creating birth defects, and then they had to blame what? A virus! Oh, that's... Do you understand the playbook? This is the medical matrix. See the street. Right down here. See the matrix? You can read it. If they blame a virus, it's to take your attention away from somebody poisoning the water hole. Your water hole as well. You're made up of water. That's why we want to purify your water. You guys gotten some Echo Water yet? The new machines are ready, man. They're awesome. And we'll get into it when Paul gets back from England. There's great news. Great big news on the energies that are now being added into the Echo Water. So, herd immunity, natural immunity, they acknowledge it. It's amazing. There was no vaccination. And yet it's pretty much gone. Could it be as simple as I say it is? They poison the water hole, you get sick, they find a virus, blame the virus. Yes, it's that simple. And once you get that, once you understand that, you'll never listen to CDC pronouncements again, WHO pronouncements again, especially when they blame a pathogen, even Ebola, which is the result of abject selenium deficiency in the people. On top of environmental degradation associated with what? Lack of sewage, sanitation, hygiene, etc. Manifest as a disease, they say, it's XYZ, it's a virus, it's a bacteria, it's a fungus. Those are opportunistics given the opportunity that they have in the right environment for them, not you, not me. Sure, we can neutralize it with silver. We can modulate our immune systems with beta-glucan. We can do a lot of good things to attack and put it back in its place, but if we don't clean up our act, it's just temporary. It's like holistic allopathic thought forms mixed, and it's confusing, convoluted, and it ultimately is not going to result in long-term health protection as you are on planet Earth longer and longer and longer. By the way, the FDA says you don't even need to take a Zika test to donate blood anymore. That's how not afraid they are. We're not afraid of Zika. Wait a second. The FDA said it was going to kill us. It's like the new AIDS. Didn't they? Eventually, they exaggerated to that level, didn't they? It's like the new AIDS, new sexually transmitted disease, Zika. Am I making that up? I do remember pronouncements in the media about that. Maybe I'm making it up.
You're not. No, I don't think you are not making it up.
I do remember that. So now they don't have to check the blood. But now that they know what it looks like and they might even be able to find it, they're probably not finding it anywhere. So it's like, what's the point?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's basically it. And they're saying that it's a it's expensive. It's a waste of money to do it at this point. So.
Right. Well, we don't have the economics to support it. No, what they're really saying is that we failed in our fear-mongering on the Zika virus. So we can't come up with the funds. We can't shake loose the Republicans that are controlling the House and the Senate and the presidency. How dare those evil Republicans not shake loose more money for Big Pharma to do needless tests to isolate viruses that aren't the cause of disease. They're the result of disease due to toxicity and deficiency. And vaccine mandates. Bring back Ron Paul, please. By the way, folks, if you didn't listen, you aren't watching on YouTube, you missed the, we played the Ron Paul anthem that Amy Allen did all those years ago. She was like Joan Jett a little bit in that song, wasn't she? She's raspy
kinda,
and rocking it.
Kinda. Yeah.
I love that. Ron Paul.
Yeah, it was very cool. I mean, she did a great job with the song.
That was amazing. But what is she up to? Yeah, look her up and say, whatever happened to Amy Allen? Check that out on the break and let me know.
All right.
That'd be kind of cool. What's going on in the YouTube chat room? Y'all having fun? I hope you're having fun. I'm having a good time anyway. It's good to be here with you. Good to be back in the studio. And it's good to be back in referencing, you know, freedom as it relates to health and healing. That's, I don't know where anywhere else they do that in broadcast media. And that's why no one's been able to figure out, where do we put this Robert Scott Bell Show? I know. We'll do a Google search for smelly T-shirts. We'll find the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's according to Super Don. I don't know if he's making that up. Yeah, no, the T-shirt's not smelly right now, so don't worry about it. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Dr. Batar's up doing advanced medicine in a little while. But first, we got to find out about that Supreme Court pick. What do our friends in college on the political left think about his pick?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Y'all talking watermelon? Oh, it is watermelon season. Summertime. Right? Nothing better than a big old sweet watermelon. Make it organic. I hope it does have seeds in it. That's true. My buddy Jim from Health Basket, I went over there, dropped in the other day, and he grew a square watermelon. You know, if you and that's not genetically engineered, by the way. You basically grow a watermelon. No. You basically have once the little watermelon is there, you put like a little box around it, and it grows into the shape of the box. Before you harvest it. It's kind of cool.
Oh, okay. I get it now. Yeah.
So,
interesting.
Yeah. So you can make SpongeBob square watermelons if you want.
Yes.
There you go. So, yeah, you have watermelon season, organic, hopefully. Now, let's see. After the show tonight, those of you listening live, Donald Trump's supposed to tell us who he's picking, nominating to be the next Supreme Court justice. Folks, the Supreme Court has far too much power. I mean, the fact that they fight over it so viciously tells you all you need to know about the theoretical co-equal branches of government. They're not co-equal anymore. Congress, a bunch of wussies and wimps. They can't even repeal an Obamacare mandate with a majority. They wouldn't do it. They couldn't do it. They could. They wouldn't. So we look at the executive branch. Well, in that way, it's far too powerful because they've given the executive, long before Trump was there, the ability to declare war without declaring war. That's a problem. That's an executive overreach. That's where Congress is a bunch of the wimps and the wussies. We don't want to do it. The president can do it. What about the Supreme Court? Well, y'all think that the Supreme Court makes a decision and it's a law? What sense is there in going, you know what? We get to decide for ourselves what the law is. Freedom comes from government, you got to redefine freedom at that point. But then again, it's already been redefined for a generation, the next generation. Be careful, folks. The young kids in college today, they are not, they're not full up. They don't know the language of the medical matrix. super non-isolated that. But we do have interesting news about the Supreme Court pick that has yet to be made. And Campus Reform went out and interviewed some of our liberal friends to find out what they thought of his pick that hadn't been made yet.
What's your reaction to the justice that he nominated today?
I'm honestly not surprised by his choice, but that's just worse for us. I just saw the pick and I was like, it's almost at a point where you kind of expect that it's not going to be what you want.
He's quite, extreme in his views, and I don't know if it would make the Supreme Court very even.
I see it all over the news that, he's like a racist.
Now, we don't even know if it's a male or a female yet before the show ends.
This is the joke, folks. Campus Reform went out and talked to these students from New York City, and he hasn't picked them yet. There's nobody's been picked yet, but these students hate Trump, and they're so programmed to hate Trump much that they are making stuff up about the pick that he made. Before he even made the pick.
The guy doesn't even
exist yet.
He's racist. Wait, it might be a she. We don't know. We won't find out till after the show. Well, let's give a listen to some of these other students.
This new nominee is very racist, and I think it's starting a new wave of something very negative, and I'm really scared about what will happen in the future and what choices he'll make.
And so what reaction have you seen on social media today after the news?
Oh, outrage, as it should be.
Wow. No, if you think a Supreme Court justice or Supreme Court is a threat to you, then you don't understand that liberty doesn't come from the government. Did they figure it out in this next clip, Superdon, that there hasn't been a pick yet?
They're still doing the same thing. And notice the same word that you've heard in the first two. Now listen to, I think it's right at the beginning of this third clip. The same thing.
And the fact that he would put someone up there that is so racist and is not practicing the equality that we need to see, it's insulting, and he's not going to last. I mean,
you're not a fan of the pick.
I'm really not.
And the pick hadn't been made.
There is no pick.
There was no pick.
He hasn't picked anybody.
Right.
But these students are so programmed that it doesn't even matter whether he's picked anybody or not yet. They're going to talk about how, it's a horrible person and he's racist. Oh, he's a racist, white supremacist. Well, the joke is on them. He hasn't picked anybody yet.
To the professors in college, you had one job. Teach them critical thinking skills and
the professors are no different. No better.
No, they're not. Don't send your kids to leftist colleges. I'm telling you, they're going to be in debt. They won't find a job. And they're going to make stuff up. And people are going to go, huh? Where'd your brains go? Folks, we're going to park him for a moment. We'll be back after the top of the hour news break to be back with Dr. Rasha Bittar in Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245 for a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight. It took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.